Hello, everyone, and welcome to Precision Financial Services October 2019 Investment Committee Broadcast. My name is Sean Brunner, the firm's certified financial planner, and I have with us Michael Babiak, David Vollmer, Guillermo Aguilar, and Matthew Lefevre. This month's broadcast will focus primarily on the economy, the state of the economy, and those factors impacting the markets. As we all know, the length of the expansion, the Fed decisions, and trade have all been well publicized over the last 12 months. Dave, maybe you can talk a little bit about each.
The global economy has definitely slowed. The Fed went from raising rates last year to lowering rates twice this year. But that doesn't mean the economy is weak. U.S. fundamentals, including jobs, housing, investment, and confidence, still all remain positive. The biggest headwind for the economy has been trade tensions, which hopefully we're starting to make a little bit of progress on. The market has tested multiple highs this year, but it really has just been slowly grinding up. If you look at the S&P 500, we're not that much higher than we were in January of 2018. During our market broadcasts earlier this year, we mentioned 20 indicators that we follow. At that time, 15 of those indicators were positive, 4 were neutral, and 1 was negative. That one negative indicator was geopolitical risk. Now, of those indicators, 10 are positive, 8 are neutral, and 2 are negative. The political environment turned negative from neutral earlier this year, along with geopolitical risk. Worsening political environment is not a surprise with the upcoming election, so we don't really expect that to get better anytime soon. There is one indicator that we actually should touch on, which is the ISM Manufacturing Index. This index is a widely watched indicator of recent U.S. economic activity. The index dropped last month, missing market expectations. The latest reading pointed to the steepest month of contraction in the manufacturing sector since June of 2009, which most likely is being contributed to trade tensions with China. Overall, many of these indicators are still pointing to a growing economy, but also a slowing economy.
Dave, you make a great point. The economy is slowing, and all the uncertainty and geopolitical risk surrounding the globe is not helping at all. The ongoing Brexit negotiations continue to be a huge source of uncertainty for markets. With the October 31st deadline fast approaching, we'll have to wait and see if Prime Minister Johnson is able to finalize a Brexit deal. On the trade front, the U.S. is imposing tariffs on $7.5 billion worth of European goods, mainly focused on commercial jet airliners stemming from the European Airbus subsidies. We're also expecting a decision next month on whether or not the U.S. will be imposing tariffs on autos and auto parts from the EU. This, along with the continued tariffs on Chinese goods, are eroding global GDP growth. The IMF recently reduced its global growth forecast and has identified trade as the number one risk to global growth. The IMF also estimates that trade disputes have shaved about 80 basis points off of global growth this year. That said, we are of the opinion that the president will come to an agreement on trade. Even if it's not a full-blown trade deal, just some degree of resolution, whether it's continuing trade talks or reducing tariffs, anything to boost his poll numbers as we get closer to the election. Because if he does, as we've seen over the past 2 years, any sign of a resolution on trade has been positively received by the markets. With everything that's going on in the world today and an election year coming up, I think we can expect markets to continue to be rocky.
Guys, this is some great insight and perspective. I think it adds clarity to this noisy environment that we are in. On the portfolio front, Matt, what types of strategies are being implemented based on what has been shared today?
We will continue to manage to each household's individual objectives. Within our portfolios, we have recently made some changes in our fixed income allocation, moving into longer duration, higher credit quality bonds in anticipation to the Fed's interest rate decisions. In addition to that, we have established less volatile fixed income positions to maintain some dry powder in order to take advantage of market opportunities as they arise.
That's a great analogy, Matt. You know, dry powder, essentially keeping ready reserves for opportunistic volatility, makes perfect sense. As you know, Dave indicated in the beginning, we expect that the markets will grind upward, not smoothly. As Guillermo talked about, there's a lot of uncertainty when it comes to trade, when it comes to politics, when it comes to the interest rates. You know, the yield curve is something that people talked about quite a bit earlier this year for anticipation of a recession. We've seen the yield curve go inverted. We've seen it go regular way. If anything, at the moment, it looks kind of bumpy, you know, where there's upward parts and downward parts. We anticipate that the Fed will cut interest rates again before their deadline. The Fed's never cut interest rates or moved interest rates in an election year after February. So there's a high probability at this moment that the Fed will cut in the coming weeks. And there's an increasing probability that they may actually cut twice before the pending election. These types of situations will lead to that grind upward in the market. What really is most important here is that credit becomes and interest rates become a huge issue as we get closer to this election and this latter part of the developed economic cycle. As the Fed increases the stimulus and hopefully trade deals are made, there becomes places to look to detect if we're truly moving towards a recession. One of the places that's a high probability is usage of credit. As this happens, it would be highly unusual to see a recession without high levels of usage of available credit, and it would also be unusual to not see people later and later on their payments of due credit. So I've had the team looking closely at this, and we haven't seen any indicators as of yet that would seem that we're in that last throes of the economic expansion. But nonetheless, our team is here paying attention and working towards things for everybody.
Thank you, Michael. And as we conclude our October 2019 broadcast, we'd just like to thank everyone for taking the time to tune in. If you have any questions, please do reach out to your advisor.